Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Giants looking for their first road win in more than a year. They've led this one pretty much throughout. But Ben Johnson said after the game last week, do not let us hang around in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you, I really like the way Caleb Williams is just driving the ball. He's confident.
Hanging around. Kid's got alligator blood. Can't get rid of.
Haven't all ended up in completions, but he has put the ball with some juice.
The juice, the precious juice.
He's poised, like I said. He shows that, you know, when it's 2 minute, 4 minute situation, that he's gonna get the job done. He really be locked in to me.
Williams flush. Williams on the run.
Looks like a Houdini back there in the backfield in the fourth quarter there. We really needed that as a shot in the arm to end up winning that ball game.
Clock winds under four. End zone wide open. Odunze for the Bears touchdown. And Chicago not finished yet.
You know, he said it kind of slows down for him. Everything, you know, some people might speed up and feel the pressure that moment. Everything kind of slows down for him. And he's just, you know, very present in the moment.
Second down. Okay. Williams running. 17 yards, and the Bears have taken the lead.
Hey, man, let me tell you something now. This next guy, man, he's got ice in his veins now. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go.
Down the stretch, you just can't play quarterback any better than what we've seen the last two possessions from Caleb Williams.
Man, it was all Caleb Williams. So the Bears get their sixth win out of their last seven games.
Caleb, I thought, you know, we had him a number of times where we didn't get him down and he extended plays, which we knew he would. He did it in the Raiders game. He did it in plenty of games.
It's that guy, Williams.
Yeah, I mean, he's a unicorn for sure.
A unicorn?
The Bears.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and boy, do we have a show for you. The Bears are 6-3. As you can imagine, that is all we are talking about today, except for maybe Victory Chicken, which is also connected to, you know, the Bears. So that's on the schedule. Everyone
is nice and spicy, huh?
It's really good.
It's really good.
Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Caleb is a baller. I got to give it up, man. Dude's a baller when it counts. We will discuss. You got a read to do.
Well, not really. It's whenever, but I appreciate that.
You're holding it with intent.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Thanks, Great Clips and Busey Bank.
Thank you to all of those people. And thank you to Tanny for the victory chicken. Just an exquisite experience.
Alex, please send me all air checks. Are you my chicken? Anyway.
I mean, just like top notch.
No problem.
Top notch.
20 a piece of the different flavor.
Yeah.
I'm a flats guy, so that was great for me.
The flats were really good.
Yeah, I went in there and got myself some of the
the mild. I thought the mild sauce was really good.
It, as you know, as we've been talking about, the esprit de corps around these parts, when it comes to chicken, has never been at a higher level. Everybody's sharing responsibility. Nobody cares. Everybody's blocking as well as making their catches. No block, no rock.
I mean, we care. We'd love to have that be sponsored. Would be great.
But nobody cares who the star is of a given week.
No.
Of Victory Chicken.
No. Sometimes it's what was the name of the place? Was it Crisp?
Roost.
Sometimes it's Roost.
That was Alex's week.
Sometimes it's Popeyes.
Yeah.
And we're not mad.
No.
It's Popeyes. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's homemade, like Chris Tannehill. Sometimes you get a bucket from Harold's.
Yeah, you do it. You do what you got to do.
You know what is funny? I will share this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mitch was like, hey, should we do like a spinning bucket at some point for Victory Chicken? And then we started looking. We couldn't find a KFC close enough to make it worth our while.
There's the combo at like Irving and California. Is that the closest one?
Yeah, there were some that were like, how close is a KFC? So we get ourselves a spinner. Man. Maybe off of like Lawrence and Broadway.
Colonel
that
Dive.
Would be pretty easy to do, I guess.
Yeah.
I could just do a lap and then come back around and bring it spinning.
we will sort it out as needed.
Do any KFCs still even have the spinning bucket as their logo?
I don't know. I don't think so anymore.
That's too bad.
They've combined. But, man,
buckets?
You got to give it up, Trent Dilfer. For Caleb Williams, who, of course, has his flaws. He's a raw young quarterback learning his way in the world. But my God, that dude is clutch. And when it's time to ball out late, he balls out. And he was so damn good on those last two drives. He has won patience from me, and I'm sure from lots of others. It's like, he deserves our patience as he grows, because that dude can make some unbelievable plays and plays his ass off when it matters and is clearly getting better and getting rid of the ball more often. There's still issues, but damn it if he ain't a baller when it counts and makes you want to ride with him a little bit longer for sure.
And the crazy thing is that I actually thought that he played well inside of structure yesterday, but wasn't helped out. Like, he made some of the throws, and then there were the off-time, off-platform throws that he made. The one that was dropped reminded me, it's not a perfect comp, because that play that Patrick Mahomes made in the Super Bowl is still etched in my mind as one of the greatest throws that was never caught. But it's similar when Caleb's able to hit someone right in the numbers or in the hands or in the helmet with a throw that he's making while on a dead sprint. And the fact that a bunch of those didn't get caught yesterday was frustrating.
Yeah, it was. It was. And the drops are a big issue, and we'll have all week to talk about it. But, man, feels damn good to be 6-3, to be sitting here right now with a chance at playoffs, and I just want to bask in it. And sometimes, like, I find myself thinking about what could have been. Like, could have won that Vikings game. Hey, could have won that Ravens game.
I mean, could have lost yesterday,
too. Yeah, it's true. It's true. So there are all sorts of could-have-beens, but no, shut up and bask. Shut up and bask today and just let yourself feel it at 6-3.
I mean, we'll talk about it. We have it slated to talk about a little bit later on in the show.
No, just shut up and bask today.
But the thing that always kind of gets me is if your team is winning, why do you want to live in the space of, well, they haven't beat anybody, or, well, you know, they could have, yeah, they absolutely could have lost yesterday. They didn't. And as we've said about Caleb from the beginning of the season, and even going back into last year, you have someone that has a talent that not many quarterbacks have. The ability to come back late, to slow the heartbeat down, to be in a position where, yes, the team is down, but he's still out there making plays, and there is a level of comfort that Caleb has with that, that's special on its own. And you're hoping that whatever gap is between him and whoever you think is more elite than him or better than him, that is made up for with the hard work that he puts in on the designs that Ben Johnson creates.
Their relationship is happening. Listen to Ben Johnson talking about Caleb after the game and him being locked in all week and all game day.
I don't notice anything different about him. I think he's been locked in probably. This week in particular was probably his best week of preparation, just as a whole, you know, from start to finish. And so I feel like he was locked in from the moment I saw him this morning up until that last drive. And so I think he's doing a good job with all that.
That speaks to your point about him being good in structure for the most part yesterday, and then him being clutch at the end. And here's Caleb about his heartbeat at the end of games.
Well, you told us before the bye week, after that Raiders win, that when you get into a minute mode, your heart rate drops, you get calm. Have you ever actually tracked what your heart rate is in those moments?
I haven't. I don't actually know how to track it. Or not a,
more of a feeling.
Yeah, I can feel my body just kind of settle down. And you know, I think that's important for me when I'm out there in those moments, but also the calmness, demeanor of when I'm in the huddle, looking at those guys in the eyes, and, you know, the belief, the faith, like I say, living in the known in those moments, it provides a certain level of confidence for us to be able to go out there and deliver.
That's clutch. It's the absence of choke at the very least, isn't it?
Here's the thing. We're talking about that in the abstract, but I actually believe the Bears do have that data on it. If you've ever watched, whether it's soccer or football, guys will usually wear something that kind of looks like a sports bra, and it's called a catapult. And usually players wear it so that the training staff can measure, hey, is this guy low on electrolytes, or is this guy, is he playing inside of his norm? So I bet that they actually do have that data on what Caleb is like in those moments.
It's probably one of those times, if it doesn't match up with what he thinks, you don't want to tell him.
Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Hey, but no, actually, Caleb, your heart gets appreciably faster.
But
don't
that,
tell him that.
Like, that's a big part of sports right now, is measuring all of that stuff so that you know what to do and what to get for a player.
Mm-hmm.
They had it for Patrick Mahomes during the divisional round where they came back and beat the Bills a few years back, and it found that Patrick Mahomes' heart rate was the highest when he was on the sideline watching the Bills move down the field.
That makes total sense. It's what Jamison Tyone said before he pitched.
Totally.
Was that game four? Game five.
I think it was game...
No, game three.
Game three.
Game three against the Padres. He said, I want to help, and it's frustrating to be here and not be on the mound.
Right, exactly. When you don't have control, it's when you actually have control that you can settle down. It'd be great if the Bears didn't get themselves into situations like this.
It would be.
Week after week after week, which led to Ben Johnson feeling like he was on repeat. And he said so to the team after the game.
Hell yeah!
Man, I tell you what, I feel like I'm on repeat each and every week right now. I mean, I got nothing new to say to you guys. Did you even waver for a second?
Hell no.
You knew exactly we had him right where we wanted him. Gosh, man. Goodness gracious. Hell of a job. Took all 60 minutes. Golly, and you felt it, man. Shank punt. You capitalized. Awesome. Awesome. Hey, let me say, I got two game balls here. Two game balls. New edition came in 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. You made some plays now. DJ, come on, big dog. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go, buddy. Bring it on in, gentlemen. Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
The good gets better.
Until the good is better.
The better gets better.
And the better is best.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3. Bears.
Oh, Billy Williams from his Hall of Fame speech in 1987, forever bonded with Ben Johnson in 2025.
Who we believe but cannot prove had this before Ben's dad had it. Yeah. And we think that maybe Ben's dad got it from someone who knew
right.
Billy Williams or his high school principal.
Right, we don't know for sure. But if this isn't St. Jerome, you're stealing my bit.
That's right. So we're going to just go with that and roll with that as a theory until we are disproven or proven correct.
Either way, man, 6-3 is pretty damn fun. And this division, you got opportunities the next few weeks.
You sure do.
And they will present themselves in the coming weeks to step up and take this division.
Winning buys you time and hopefully builds confidence. And hopefully that's what happens as you walk into Minneapolis this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.